Report: Top Intel Watchdogs Resign Before Trump Takes Office. By Wendell Hasebo on November 19, 2024. Inspectors General for the Central Intelligence Agency, CIA, and Office of the Director of National Intelligence, ODNI, are heading for the exit before the new Trump administration takes power. The Project on Government Oversight, POGO, reported Monday. The departure of the agency watchdogs represents some of the first officials to remove themselves from the administrative state before President-elect Donald Trump takes office. Trump has vowed to rid the federal bureaucracy of rogue and corrupt actors. Watch, so long, AG disgrace. Merrick Garland waves goodbye after tumultuous tenure. To carry out those reforms, Trump nominated John Ratcliffe, the former director of national intelligence from 2020 to 2021. To lead the CIA. He also nominated Tulsi Gabbard, a former Democrat congresswoman from Hawaii, to be Director of National Intelligence. POGO reported on the departures of ODNI Inspector General Thomas Monheim and his counterpart at the CIA, Robin Ashton. One of the departing inspectors general, the Office of the Director of National Intelligence's Thomas Monheim, first took his watchdog role after Trump fired his predecessor Michael Atkinson in the spring of 2020. Atkinson had transmitted a whistleblower complaint to Congress that sparked Trump's first impeachment in 2019. Monheim and his counterpart at the CIA, Robin Ashton, were both nominated by Biden and confirmed by the Senate in 2021. Monheim began serving as acting inspector general the year before, during the first Trump administration. Appointed by the president and housed within executive agencies, inspectors general investigate waste, fraud, and abuse of power and are responsible for reporting wrongdoing both to agency directors and to Congress. Oversight by inspectors general has long been considered to be more important when both the executive branch and Congress are under control of the same political party. The term administrative state specifically describes the phenomenon of unaccountable and unelected administrative agencies, including the national security apparatus, exercising power to create and enforce their own rules. The administrative state uses its rulemaking ability to essentially usurp the separation of powers between the three branches of government by creating a so-called fourth branch of government not formed by the Constitution. Watch, here we go. Democrat calls for creation of shadow cabinet to block Trump administration. Many unelected bureaucrats within the administrative state also use their position to inflict their own agenda on citizens. For instance, before the laptop from hell story broke in 2020, 51 Intel officials signed a letter that insinuated Hunter's laptop was Russian disinformation. Politico peddled the letter under the title Hunter Biden Story is Russian Disinfo, dozens of former Intel officials say. The 51 signatories, however, seemingly knew the Politico story was false at the time because the FBI had the laptop that Hunter abandoned at a Delaware computer repair shop. President Joe Biden cited the story during a 2020 presidential debate with Trump to discredit the laptop's contents. The story was reportedly planted by Secretary of State Antony Blinken for Biden to use during the event. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former RNC war room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.